Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Earlier, I've explained to you that every single person was created with uniqueness. Even when you don't think you have that uniqueness, you can create your own uniqueness. Your uniqueness is a combination of different ways you do the things you do. That's what makes companies different from others. That's what makes individuals who do similar things different from others. What I want to go into discussing today is how to profit from your uniqueness. The reason is that you can be unique just for being unique. It won't be profitable to you. It won't be profitable to the people you are supposed to serve. I do not believe that we are created on earth to just exist, go to get my give to children, and that's all. I believe we are created on earth to be co-creators with God, to be able to deliver solutions to the problems of humanity. I believe we are created on the earth to cultivate the earth, to subdue it and multiply it, fill everywhere. And one of those things God did is that in the course of cultivating it, there are certain things he wants us to do. While somebody is busy tilling the land, some other person is cultivating human being, another person is cultivating different kind of things, you understand? Now, what I want to tell you, like I said, is I want to show you how to profit from your uniqueness. The first thing you have to do if you must profit from your uniqueness is that you have to cultivate that uniqueness. Many of the things that makes you unique and stand out come out as raw, like your talent, your skills, your personality. Maybe you like playing all the time. You don't know how, there's this thing they call introvert and extrovert. Maybe you are just that kind of person. And you live among people who are opposite to your own lifestyle. It's important that you don't allow them to suppress you, because if they do, they are killing a particular part of you that is crucial to be able to manifest and express in full measure every single uniqueness God has loaded in you. The point I'm making is this. The first step and the first thing you have to do if you really want to profit from your uniqueness is to cultivate that uniqueness. Take a step to refine your talent, take a step to refine your skills, take a step to refine your personality, take a step to see how your personality merge with your talent, merge with your abilities, merge with your skills, merge with your passion. Bring all of them together and see how they can help each other become something tangible, that people will be thrilled to listen to you crack joke, they will be thrilled to listen to you talk, they will be thrilled to listen to you see you write, they will be thrilled to see you play football, and even when you play politics, they will say, ah, this guy indeed is good at his work. Of course, I'm not saying politics is something that is dirty. It's not this joke people crack here, they say they are playing politics, when what they are doing is that they are just playing dirty. The point is this: you cultivate your uniqueness by use. The more you use whatever thing you have, whatever talent you have, abilities or personality, before you put them to use, the more you redeploy them, the more you get better at each use, the more even those things come out clearer. You begin to discover there are certain things you can do, but you don't have to do them. They are minor and they should be pushed aside. You understand that? And when you do this, please take time to appraise yourself. It helps you to see, this is where I made mistake. This is a better thing I can do. These are things I can do differently. When you begin to learn this way, and of course you have to learn, when you learn better ways of doing what you are doing, you learn how others have done their own, you learn maybe from 3 or 4 different people. When you learn how they did their own, one of those things that happens is this: you may not do it like one of them. You have a combination of their different styles in you, and that's what makes you unique. One of those things I learned about style when it comes to writing is that your style is a product of different people you read. This is how it happens. If you are a speaker, and you listen to a lot of preachers, a lot of speakers, different kind of speakers, listen to them a lot, you are not likely to speak like one of them. You are likely to speak like a combination of their different styles will be seen in the manner you speak or even write. That's my experience, especially as regards writing and speaking. Even though my speaking style is largely influenced by the person I listen to the most. If you ever listen to that person, you will think, in fact, people have told me, I talk like this person, and I say, I don't know. I don't plan to talk like him, but I know I listen to him on the average 2 hours every day. One of the best things you can do to ensure you cultivate your uniqueness is to start. Don't wait until it gets very fine. When you write something today, when you do something today, and look back and say, how did I manage to do this? This is so childish, this is so silly and all that. I started blogging in 2012. Some of the stuff I wrote on my blog, they're still on the internet now. I feel ashamed sometimes when I see them. Now understand something, the truth I express in those articles, they are correct. I still hold to those opinions till today. But this is the problem I have with them. The way I express those thoughts were very childish. As I grew up, in fact, I saw some articles I wrote in 2013. I was like, what's the meaning of this? How can you be talking in this fashion? Why not make your point straight and all that? Now, the reason is that I've been learning and I've been appraising myself, and I could see how deficient those ones are. I left it on the side just to show myself, remind myself of my day, where I started from. But what I told the story is to help you see this. You don't have to come out shining. Nobody does that. Everybody, even those who sing, who produce music and all that, they come out, they start somewhere, they keep getting better with the use, as they use their talent, they use their uniqueness, they deploy all of those things. You understand that? Now, another thing you can do if you want to profit from your uniqueness is to offer free services. Yes, go and trade whatever thing you can do. Offer it to people for free. Don't tell them to pay you. Just do it. Allow them to use you. Yes, I repeat, allow them to do what? To use you. Let me tell you something about people using you. Many times people think they are using you. In reality, they are not using you. They are just helping you get better. That's a matter of fact. They are just doing what? Helping you get better. When somebody decides to use you by subjecting you to do more work than you should, guess what they are doing? They are just giving you opportunity to become more useful to yourself in the discharge of your duty. What happens is that you wake up one day to realize that, I've so improved in doing this thing, even though you are given a lot of work to do and you're not paid enough, but at least you have gotten better. That if you step out from that environment or that place and offer your services elsewhere, you get more pay for the work you do. So please offer to do work for people for free. Church is the easiest place, the freest place to do free work. They will appreciate you. They will tell you, God bless you. And indeed, God blesses you. That's not a joke. Even though some people say, hey, they chop, God bless you. To an extent, they chop, God bless you. Because if God really blesses you, he will give you far more than what those people can give you as appreciation money. That's a matter of fact. If God wakes up, sorry, God doesn't sleep, child. But let me just say what I'm saying. From where you cannot imagine, he will cause you to prosper financially. From where you cannot imagine, favor will flow towards you. So what I'm saying is, please take out time, go out to do something. As you do it, you get better. There's this story I have heard that most of the popular musicians we have in Nigeria, they all started from the church. They train themselves in the church. They learn how to play instruments in the church. They practice in the church because you do this free work for church and you get better. If the companies choose to hire you for free, they can just pay your transport and some things about lunch. Just go and do the work. Do it because the more you do it, the more you get better. The more you get better, the more you develop confidence and the more you become sellable. That's a matter of fact. Then another thing I think you should also do if you want to profit from your uniqueness is to package a product or a service. It doesn't mean you have to maybe first start producing detergent or something like that. What I mean is that whatever thing you can do with a combination of your skills, your talent, the way you behave, your personality and your knowledge, all these things you can do, when you begin to put them to use, there is a person at least you'll be able to solve his or her problem. There are people you can do something for that will solve a particular problem they have, that will answer a question they have in their heart. Take a step today and say, I offer this kind of services. I will do this thing for you. When I do it for you, this is what it's going to produce for you. Go out and look for such people and begin to do it for them. That is what I mean by packaging a product or service. When you do it, go and sell it to them. Tell them, you start charging small money. Over time, you can now charge real money that is actually real. You understand what I'm saying? That's what you do, and you begin to profit from your uniqueness. Money is not controlled by human beings. It's not controlled by CBN governor. It is controlled by God. You just do your own bit. When God decides to pour financial abundance to you, my guy, you know if you contain them, and that's not a joke. The point I made today is this. You can profit from your uniqueness. It's not just about uniqueness. But please, what you have to do is please first cultivate it. When you cultivate it, go to offer free services. It makes you better and stronger in the use of that gift. Then begin to develop solutions to people's problems, people's issues, and offer them as a service. If you can talk and you know a lot about this thing, either you record the talk, go and organize it. Tell them, I'm going to teach you, pay this amount of money. Tell them, I'm going to train you, pay this amount of money, write a book, you know, that kind of thing. If you can help a company boost their sales, go to them and say, I will help you boost, if I make this amount of sales, you're going to give me this commission. Go and make those arrangements and you begin to sell. Over time, you have to register your own company, and that's how you start your own business. Remember, you are unique. That uniqueness is what makes you different. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brojude Step Up, brought to you by Brojude World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brojude.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojude World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.